Let's talk about pets, shall we? All love pets. And by pets, I mean dogs.
How dare you, sir? You diss my fish? I have no fish.
You don't have any fish.
I don't have any fish.
No.
But I love all animals. I don't think there's anything. Yeah, yeah.
You don't love cats. No one loves cats.
I love me some cats.
I know that people say that.
I've had lots of cats. They're the best.
They are, sure.
And you like your daughter's cat. You're coming to the dark side
slowly. I like
slowly.
My daughter's cat is the one exception because that cat makes my daughter happy.
First one's free, kid. You start to like that cat. They'll start crawling into you.
But let's talk about what?
Don't worry about it.
Let's talk about weird and wacky pet behaviors.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Because sometimes your pets do things that are really bizarre.
Very true.
What is happening
right now?
Have you had a dog?
Oh, yeah. I've had tons of dogs and tons of cats. And I don't know where they all went. No.
They just come and go.
Yep.
There's, like, for example, there are certain dog behaviors that are explainable.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, when they get the zoomies, you know what that is? When they just run the jet fuel take off?
Yep.
It's basically just they have a lot of positive energy and they just want it.
Sure, but they're very happy.
If your dog is sad, it will never do that.
No, it will not.
So that's a sign that your dog is happy.
Indeed. And my cats will also do that. Cats will destroy your apartment. Oh, yeah. Like, they make dog
zoomies. But they destroy your apartment on purpose because they're cats.
Happy to knock everything over. They're having the time of their lives. They lose contact with the mothership is what actually happens.
Is that right?
And they just kind of get this crazy look in their eyes, and you know, there goes everything in the apartment.
Really?
It's all going down now, yeah.
Wow.
But that's when they're happy. They're usually pretty happy.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. When they're happy, they destroy everything.
Yeah.
Really selling me on cats.
Yeah. Get a cat today.
So your cat does something, cat or dog, does something bizarre.
Yeah, that's normal. Normal behavior. But what sort of, now you've had animals.
Well, there's a lot of different weird behaviors that maybe people don't understand. Why do they circle before they, you know, lay down?
Right.
Why do they, you know, sniff each other's butts?
That's how they say hello.
It is how they say hello. But for example, this is a quick sniff of the rear.
Mm-hmm.
One dog can tell from another's emotional state, its gender, its diet, if it's healthy or sick. And a lot of other things.
Sure.
Who knew?
That's my excuse for doing that with people.
Right.
So I'm like, well, you know, dogs have taught
me well.
Half the time.
About half the time.
Yeah.
All right. So your dog or cat does something strange. 818-955-KLOS. You've noticed.
Yeah.
Over time.
Yeah.
What
sort of weird things like
that? What's happening with my pet?
Yeah. Maybe we'll be able to diagnose it for you.
Sure, of course. Come to us for answers. 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS. Talking about strange pet behavior.
Yeah, and I don't think the birds are taking kindly to it. You notice the birds are attacking the building?
They're dive bombing. Yeah.
They're totally like flying at
they're kamikaze birds.
8th floor window. Look, there's poop on the window now. I don't like this subject. Wow. Who's going to clean that? That's a mess.
We are talking about pet strange behavior.
Hey, you want to hear something weird about a dog?
Yep. Yes, please.
All right. My grandmother had this poodle, and this poodle would not get its back feet wet whenever it went in the grass to or poop.
Oh, really?
And it wouldn't ever?
On it, so it walked on its front feet?
Yes. In the day, whenever we had the phones like we do today, this would have went viral. This dog was the strangest thing.
Doing a handstand in the grass so it doesn't get its paws, back paws wet.
I wonder why it was the back paws, because clearly it didn't mind the front paws getting wet.
The dog's name was Peaches, and it must have bit me 50 times in my paws.
Yeah, my uncle had chihuahuas that would attack all of our family members except me. He didn't like me at first, but we'd always make friends, but it took the longest time.
Wow.
Everybody was terrified of that chihuahua.
That sounds like a great pet.
It was. Named Juan. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, my 12-pound Tibetan Spaniel humped my male cat.
Oh, really? Like he'll hang around a corner and peek in and ready to jump out and attack?
Oh, all the time. He grabs a hold of him and holds him down and just rogers him to death.
I mean, they don't normally do it to death. According to this article, humping is a natural way for dogs to respond to overexcitement, overstimulation, or anxiety.
I also use that excuse.
They're literally just playing. Although it doesn't look like they're playing.
When we first brought the cat home, he was really little, and he would try to nurse on that dog. So the tables have turned really
strange. Yes, they have. I
guess so. The dog is like, all right, listen, I've had enough of you.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yo, hey, I got a dog with a... pretty much has fingers. She can turn doorknobs and unzip backpacks, and it took us a while to figure out how she was getting from room to room till we started seeing her do it.
Wow.
She could stand up on her hind legs and open turn a door handle.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I saw a video of a couple of dogs sitting, and they were watching TV, and when their master started coming home, one of them got up and turned it off, and apparently they do that on a
What?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
And they unzip your backpack?
Yeah.
Have they ever stolen your weed out of there?
No, and she's so spastic, I'm afraid to ever get her near a contact high.
Sure.
I think she'll just go off the rails.
I think that's a pretty good instinct on your part.
Yeah.
She's got that Australian mix where she has all the kids have to be shepherded. She, double dips on being German-Australian Shepherd, and she loses her mind if one of my youngest is out of sight. So that's why I don't ever want her anywhere near cannabis.
Wow, right on,
that's probably smart.
That is awesome. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your pet's strange behavior. I'm talking about strange pet behavior. You have one?
Hey there. I got a little dog that wakes up and barks at the ceiling fan for, 20 to 30 seconds every night.
Ooh, that's annoying.
Whenever it wakes up in the middle of the night?
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
That dog is gone in one night from my house.
Well, it only lasts for 20 seconds. And
right?
That turns out that was my football number in high school, was 23.
Okay.
So
and there's a tie in there that makes it all right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good for you. Anybody that has trouble sleeping cannot imagine.
Yeah.
So I could sleep right now if you told me to go to sleep.
Sleep.
A dog that yep, at a ceiling fan.
Only 23 seconds.
At 3 in the morning, that's pretty long.
Later, guys.
All right, take on. Care. Take care.
Bye.
I'm still a little confused, though. It's the same number of seconds as his jersey was.
His jersey number was 23 in football.
And so his jersey is haunting him?
No, it makes it all great.
Oh, good.
I don't get it either.
Yep.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I want to tell you my doggy story.
Yes, please.
Your doggy story.
Yeah.
it's really the neighbor's dog has one of those electric collars that open the doggy door to the house.
Right.
And my dog doesn't have one, but what the dog next door will do is go up to the doggy door, get it to open, and usher my dog in first, and then go in.
That's incredibly
smart. Brilliant.
Right?
Yeah.
It is.
That's very smart.
That's incredible.
That's the exact opposite of my dog, who, when she finally ran out the front door one time, ran to the elevator and sat waiting for us to push the button to let her down, because that's how she gets out of the house.
Wow.
She had no idea the elevator was never going to open.
Wow.
Not a very bright dog.
Dumb.
Thanks for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good, thanks. You have a strange pet behavior?
Well, I called him. His name was Buddy, but I called him Helmet. But every time you put something in front of him, he would lick it. That was the first response to seeing anything.
Really? So, you could put a TV remote or a cactus and
bleep? Cactus.
Yep, anything. Huh. I put a remote for him several times and lick it.
Huh.
Wow, that's odd.
That's odd, yeah. The wrong person would think of the wrong thing to put in front of the dog to lick.
Just
what's wrong with you? I don't know. 818-955-KLOS.
I can't do this anymore. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother. Happy Wednesday unto thee, sir.
To you as well. It is time for animal stories.
You don't ever call it hump day, by the way, do you?
I never have.
I hate that.
Never
so
will.
Much. All right, animal stories.
I'm mad at you for bringing it up.
I'm mad at myself.
Cobra snake dies after being bitten by an 8-year-old.
Well, first of all, you say animal stories. I'm thinking something furry and fuzzy and friendly and nice. But secondly,
a snake is an animal.
Yeah, I guess. But I was looking for something. I should have known better.
The boy whose name is Deepak was attacked by the snake. It apparently latched onto him while he was playing outside his family home and wrapped his body around his arm before rearing back.
Stupid snake.
And biting the kid, injecting its venom.
Ah.
So the kid fought through the pain, and he was trying to fight to get the snake off of his arm, but he couldn't.
That's horrifying.
So just as a reaction...
Because he's 8, and you still think that way.
He bit the snake back.
Nice.
He bit it twice and killed it.
Nice.
Come on,
man.
When I told my daughter this story, she went, aw. And I was like, no. The snake attacked the kid.
That's killer. Right. That's awesome. That's amazing. Good for him.
Bit the snake twice.
Hey, snake.
Right?
Come up here, wrap yourself around me.
Right?
You're getting a biting back.
I'm going to bite
you, bastard.
Right back.
That's awesome.
So that snake died, and that's Animal Stories. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon talking about lying to get a job. Have you ever done that?
Not the saxophone in church thing?
Yep, that's the saxophone in church
thing. Oh, I see. No, have I ever lied to get a job?
Yeah.
Accessing. I don't know.
You know when you start out and you just get out of college, you do try and pad your resume with as much nonsense as you can.
Well, maybe that's why I never did that. I just dropped out of high school and got a job in radio.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, well, I was like, screw it.
Then I was
I don't have anything to do. I don't even know how to work this record player.
This is a church performance.
Okay.
It was happening live in front of a church.
Okay.
And apparently the saxophone player lied.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
About being able to play the saxophone.
To get into a job at church.
Yes.
In church.
So this was a live church service.
Sweet.
That was broadcast on YouTube. And listen to the beautiful keyboard get into the sax solo.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good, I guess. Yeah, pretty nice.
Saxophone player is getting ready.
Ouch.
Oh. Oh. This is live. Live before a church service. Afterwards, they must have taken him back and gone, dude, you said you could play the saxophone.
We're going to need to perform an exorcism on this saxophone of yours, because
what
was coming out of that thing?
What?
Wow.
Why would it?
Did they not rehearse or anything? Anybody figure out they just didn't know what they were doing, I guess, huh?
I don't know, but I guess not.
That's hilarious.
But you would think that if you told somebody you could play the saxophone, maybe you would practice a tremendous amount before your first performance.
Maybe you wouldn't lie to a church. That just doesn't seem like a very good idea.
That was something. That was not
wow.
a good sex
that
solo.
That was painful. That was beautifully painful.
All the church got up and left.
Boo! I mean, I think I heard some people laughing there at the very end.
Yes.
Like, oh my God.
Like, what's happening?
Don't say that.
What is happening? All right, so we're going to take your phone calls at 818-955-KLOS. If you ever lied to get a job. This guy said, oh yeah, I play the saxophone,
I'm
of course.
Great. I'm really good.
Yeah, don't be ridiculous. I've been playing it all my life.
I'm not tone deaf, no problem.
Like I said, at the other station, Omar lied to us about everything.
That's hilarious.
But then learned it. And is one of the best in the world.
Yeah.
This guy didn't even care to learn
even
the
try.
Saxophone.
Yeah.
You know what? I think there's somebody here at the station that's lying about having their history.
I'll tell you off the air. I won't tell you on air. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I think it's kind of funny. No.
I'll tell you off the air. It's kind of funny.
Well, tell me on the air.
No. Someone's here I don't think they were where they say they've been in the past, which I think is hilarious.
Who?
No, you know, whatever. So anyways, 818.
Why do you bring that up?
955.
So you lied to get a job.
Yeah.
And the more embarrassing, the better, as always.
Yes. Yeah.
And also no deaths.
Right.
Based on yesterday's show.
Well, you know, I said I was a heart surgeon, but in fact, patients died on the table.
818-955-KLOS.
Jerry Cantrell's got some new stuff. I do believe that our pal Matt Pinfield's going to be playing it on his show. New and approved every Sunday night at 8 o'clock sometime in the very near future. I love that guy, Jerry. He's awesome.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about you lied to get a job.
A little advice for you guys and everybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is nothing wrong with lying as long as you're not on camera, not on tape, and nobody around. It never happened. Everything went smoothly because I lied to get this job like over 20-something years ago.
What did you lie about?
Yeah, what was it you were lying about? Then you had to learn.
I worked there before.
What? You got fired and then rehired?
I worked there before at a different location, and the management was completely incompetent. So I didn't put it on my resume a couple years later, and I got it. And then management was telling me how wonderful of a worker I am. I got awards and all this crap. And they didn't find out until like 7 years later, and then they tried to turn me for it. And they're like, no, you can't discriminate against this guy. It's not your fault. HR is incompetent. And yeah, the union got my job.
Wow.
Stabilized it and everything. Now they got all kinds of hidden language because of that crap. They say, well, now.
Look what you've done.
I ruined it for everybody.
You're the guy.
Yeah, right on, man. Thanks for calling. We are often the guy, aren't we?
Yes.
You and I.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. How y'all doing?
We're doing well. We're talking about lying to get a job.
Filthy lies.
It wasn't me, but it was a friend of mine.
He forced by the resume to get a teaching job. He never even been to college.
Wow. I always wondered if they really do double check all of the information.
They probably do now. Kind of have to at this point.
I think after a while they checked on it and they finally told him he had to resign. But yeah.
So he didn't get his tenure, huh? Which makes it almost impossible to fire generally.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, he didn't get, they wouldn't know that long. But yeah.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. You lied to get a job?
Hello. Yes, sir.
All right. Tell us.
So I lied about knowing construction and how to pour concrete and cut asphalt and do all that.
Wow.
Everything.
And only killed a few people in the process of learning it, right?
I can't talk about that on the air.
But you know what? If you're a quick learner, I assume you're a quick learner, so it wasn't that difficult.
Yes, I am. Like, I always learn fake it till you make it, so.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just watching the guy next to me, and I was like, I'm going to just do exactly what he does.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Smart. So I guess our advice is lie. Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS. You know, I realized my dad lied, and I forgot about this, to get a job when he first moved to Phoenix.
Yeah.
They asked him, he was trying to get a job as a cab driver, and they're like, do you know the town? He just got there. He's like, oh yeah, I know the town well. Got the job and learned the town.
That's 98% of the cabs in New York City.
That is a fact. 818-955-KLOS. You lied to get a job.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We're talking about lying about a job so that you can get a job, and we started by playing a saxophone solo from a guy who said he could play saxophone, but this is during a church actual show.
So he was on stage to the minister, to the congregation, that he knew how to blow into this thing.
You'd think he would have tried to learn whatever song it was, but he didn't.
I mean, pre-record it.
Oh, dear God.
That is painful. There's really painful. Nothing more painful than being completely off-key. That is, wow.
All right, let's take some phone calls. You lied to get a job?
Well, was it technically a lie if I was knew the doorman and would go to this bar I frequented when I was 19 years old? And then one day the DJ didn't show up, and I went up there in a booth and started DJing and got a job.
But wait, were you a DJ? Did you know what you were doing?
Hell no.
Then that's a lie.
Yeah. Dude, anybody can DJ, man. That's the easiest job in the world.
I was in a bar. I don't know if I had the voice or charisma or
you
what.
You do. Anybody does.
Stood up there and did it.
Yeah, right on. That's well awesome,
done.
Dude. Well done.
Well done.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. You lied to get a job?
I lied in a job interview about my alcohol intake, the amount I drink.
What specifically was your lie?
So basically, I worked for the railroad, and I was like, I never drank a drop of alcohol in my life.
Oh, my God.
So I get promoted to management a couple years later, and we're at company headquarters, and I see this guy. His name's Rich Gainey. I see him sitting next to me at the bar, and I bought him a drink.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, man.
Thank you.
You know, you got to buy the management. You know, sure. If you're management, you can do whatever you please.
Sure.
Right, Keith? How about some French fries?
French fries, Keith! KLOS, hello. You lied to get a job?
Yeah. I was trying to apply for a job down at Redding, California at a Supercuts, and they asked me what I did before that, and I told them, I had a job. I was a barber in a maternity ward.
In a maternity ward? Why would you choose that as your lie?
Yeah, that's odd.
I don't know. It seemed like a good job.
I guess if you could not cut a baby's head when you're cutting their hair, that would be pretty impressive, right? Is that?
No.
I'm trying to help you out here. I'm trying to figure out what
you're... He doesn't need help. He got the job.
He got the job.
Well done.
Yeah, well done, man. 818-955-KLOS. You lied to get hired.
I mean, not technically the type of music you come to KLOS for.
But if Dave and Eric Grohl and his Fighters Foo want to have a stab at it, why not?
That is Foo Fighters' version of You Should Be Dancing, which brings us to a thought. Tomorrow between 5 and 7, it's Friday. Yeah.
That's right.
We always do our All Request Fest, so you can call and request any song that you want. It doesn't necessarily have to be one that we play.
Yeah, if it's going to be loud and get your weekend started and we can dig it out, we'll play it for you.
What's correct. So right now we're talking about you lied to get a job?
Yes, sir, I did.
Got a lot of liars in the audience. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. What did you do?
What did you do?
Right?
I love that last guy that said he just watched the guy next to him cut concrete and pour concrete and do all that stuff.
Pretty smart.
I worked construction. Uh-huh. I worked construction for a long time, since I was 18.
Right.
I applied for a job with the union here in L.A.
Right.
and they asked me, are you healthy? Is there anything wrong with you? Of course, I said no.
Mm-hmm.
What could be wrong with me? I had a broken back twice. I had a steel rod in my right leg, and I was deaf. I was deaf in my left ear.
Wow. Well, you know, man, you got to be able to get the job, and that's the kind of injuries you're going to get on that job. So, man, to hell with them. Well done, sir.
Did you get the job?
Yeah. I worked for the union for like 10 years. It was a great job.
Nicely done. Nice. Right on, man.
Nicely done. Thank
you for calling.
KLOS, hello. You lied to get a job?
No.
Okay, thanks for calling. KLOS, you lied to get a job?
Yeah, years ago, I was in desperate need of a job right before the holidays, and a friend of mine got me a job as a taxidermist.
Ooh. And did they ask you if you had done it before?
Have you ever cut open an animal and shoved it full of stuff?
I said I had. I had made some story up about my uncle used to do it, and he taught me firsthand, and they needed somebody, so I did it, and...
How long did it take you to really learn to not botch that job?
Oh, they kind of found out.
You got fired.
Yeah.
You know, this raccoon is inside out.
Wait a minute, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes more sense that you could learn from a construction worker how to do that than it does taxidermy.
Why? And why taxidermy? Why'd you go for that one?
I just needed a job. One guy that was right before the holidays, and they were hiring.
All right.
It's a weird job to be open at the holidays.
Yeah.
She's American Squirrel. It was the Gimme Five, and it's five songs about squirrels. Is that right? Oh, no, sorry. Five songs about girls. What do you got?
This is Phil from Camarillo.
What's up, Phil?
Can you play Girls on Film?
Duran, 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 Duran. Good idea.
That'd be awesome.
Right on, dude.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Right. Hi, KLOS. Let's talk girls.
Pop-Pot, Duran, Duran, Girls on Film.
Wow, two in a row. I think that's what you got to do it.
You know, you have to actually used to have to go in and get your film developed with the girls on it. Who has that kind of time anymore? All right, who are you?
Only when I was young. Austin.
I'm having flashbacks. Not to the 1980s, but to earlier this morning. Something about Channel 33, I don't know. Hello, KLOS, it is Gimme Five. Five songs about girls, what do you got?
Looking for Beautiful Girls from Van Halen.
Ooh, good one, nice one, very cool. Who are you?
Brian.
Brian, I like your suggestion, sir.
Thank you.
Do you have any beautiful girl you'd like to send it out to?
My wife, Carla.
I was just thinking the same thing. Carla, this is for you, baby.
Let's do a weekend next door app update.
Ah, right on. All the psychos and they're so pissed off. It's
next door
phenomenal.
Next door app update mm-hmm. is people being bad
over the weekend.
And it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Patrick said, this is why I should never have joined this crap email site. I don't know what he's upset about.
He nailed that. He understands the tech.
And Sal says, Patrick, first of all, this is not an email site. Get your facts straight or I will sue you. I do believe that a lot of people
just screw with other people.
I think that's I find that funny.
Oh, me too. I think that's where a lot of the weird conspiracy theories come from. They just are. We used to make up weird stuff and just see who would believe us.
Sure, of course.
Really weird stuff. I used to tell people my entire family was killed by plastic spoons, falling plastic spoons. And this one woman totally believed me. Like, I can't believe his family was killed by falling plastic spoons.
I don't know. There's something to that where you go, no, make up something that's stupid.
Right.
So maybe it happened.
But I think that's where a lot of this insanity comes from.
I already do who carved penis into my pumpkin?
No.
Obscene,
I don't think so.
Pumpkin vandal. Hi, neighbors. At some point yesterday, a person or persons that do not live in my building removed my uncarved pumpkin from my stoop, carved it, and replaced it with candles and all. They carved the word penis into the side.
Oh, wait, you got a picture of it. Oh, that's beautiful. That's a good job. That's not easy to do.
No, it's well done.
Yeah.
Somebody really spent some time and effort.
That's like the American pilots who near Russia flew in the form of a penis that you could only see on radar.
Which they say they didn't do on purpose, which is not possible.
No, not that perfect shape. That's for sure.
A guy named Mill, I think, says, it's windy as S. Seriously, nonstop for a week, especially in our neighborhood. Someone please call the police about this. Cat without color seen on Glenwood Road.
Oh, my God.
There's a couple of pictures. Hi, I saw this orange and white cat next door. Tried to coax it to come to me, but it ran away. It's the second time I've seen it.
What other things are you trying to coax to come to you, buddy? Leave the cat alone.
And then follow-up was, well, that was awkward. The cat apparently belongs to the neighbor whose yard I was crawling around in trying to get these photos. It was at home.
Well, why would you? Oh, whatever. Jeez.
Here's an apology on Nextdoor app. I would like to apologize for my non-offensive comments. It was obviously too much for someone to handle and made their personal mission to report my appropriate comments. My comments come from a Christian heart, and I forgive your judgmental attitude. It's what Christ would want.
You probably wouldn't know you're wasting time on Nextdoor app.
That's relatively fun. Does anyone know why a helicopter is flying back and forth this evening?
See, now that's a relatively normal question,
yes.
One that should be answered and addressed.
It is answered and addressed. It is flying very low. Something going on?
Right.
Question mark?
Fair question on Nextdoor app.
And somebody responds, helicopter mating season. The males fly low to show their tail rudder. Thing of beauty. Lucky to catch them in the wild.
Beautiful. That's the right answer.
And one last one. Mm-hmm. We're doing our weekend Nextdoor app update. Mm-hmm. Is this Molly or MDMA? Does anybody know what this pill is? Pink rectangular tablet with the ID Z3D. Google doesn't show any results. I found it in my son's room, and I'm very concerned. Thank you. And the response from Melanie is, it looks like a Pez candy to me from a Pez dispenser. You have it upside down. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah, man!
Coming up in a few minutes, weird places you had sex. And the last time we did this, it was scary.
Yeah, it's kind of frightening where people are willing to copulate.
But first, supermodel Kate Moss was being honored in British Vogue. As you know, British Vogue is my Bible.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I read it. I memorize it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You sing the songs that are in and there.
Are there songs in there?
Sure, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's Vogue hymns.
So she was going through the 21 most memorable looks that she's ever had.
Okay,
and
right.
One of them.
That's funny. I think there's 25. I wouldn't say just 20.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it's a little limited.
Definitely.
One of them that she wore for the 1995 Fashion Awards in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
She was wearing a diamond necklace.
Diamond necklace, very
nice. And this is the story that she told.
Not a pearl necklace.
Uh-huh. That diamond necklace,
yeah.
Johnny Depp gave me.
Okay.
They were together at the time.
Right.
They were the first diamonds I ever owned.
Wow.
Pretty exciting, right?
Sure, I guess.
We were going out for dinner.
Her and Johnny.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I've got something in my butt.
You know, I can hear him saying that. I believe that.
Can you have a look?
100%. Oh, would you mind having a look? You're a doctor.
And she said, I was like, what? I put my hand down his pants.
Well, that's nice.
And pulled out a diamond necklace, that diamond necklace.
Out of his rear.
Out of his, why?
Why?
How
much do you want the diamond necklace?
That's question one.
You know, I mean, maybe
question this... one. She didn't own diamonds before, but these are butt diamonds. So,
is there enough detergent in the world?
I don't have that. I assume so.
There's got to be maybe a new way of proposing. You know, like at the dinner table, you
there's
turn around
something in my butt.
Yeah, and you bend over across the food.
That's so romantic.
Dinner. Yeah, knock over the champagne by accident.
And I like it.
Drop the drawers and hey, look, what's in there?
It doesn't say it was in. In any kind of encase? It wasn't in a little bag or anything?
I hope it was.
They were just butt diamonds.
What did it feel like putting them in there? Because they're usually a little, you know, they got some, you got some jewelry around it, so it's kind of, kind of rough, not exactly
smooth.
Well,
yeah, there's edges.
Sure, exactly.
So
yeah,
they were
sharp
blood,
edges.
So they were blood diamonds. You shouldn't have taken them.
Oh, lovely diamonds. Where'd you get them? Well, Johnny Depp's butt. That's where they came from. Minutes from now, we're going to have a chance for you to go to Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour on Thursday, November 17th at Dodger Stadium. That is the opening night. You can get tickets right this second if you want at eltonjohn.com or stick around to win them. Elton John, it is the Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. We want to send you to the opening night at Dodger Stadium on Thursday, November 17th. You can get tickets right now at eltonjohn.com. Or if you're caller 13 and the first person that can guess my favorite Elton John song or Kevin's favorite Elton John song, the first person to guess either mine or his after caller 13 will be going for free from KLOS. Ordinary man in a deep, dark future. You just look at me funny, right? What if he shows up? What if Ozzy shows up at Elton John's show? It's going to be happening, the Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, and we want to get you into the Thursday, November 17th show at Dodger Stadium. Who's this?
Olivia.
Olivia, you want to go see Elton John?
Yes, sir.
He is saying farewell to the Yellow Brick Road and everything that goes with it, and we want to send you on Thursday, November 17th. Can you guess what my favorite song is from him or that guy Kevin's?
Cold Heart? Cool Heart?
Nope. Damn it. Nice try, I think. I'm not sure I know that song. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Mark Gordon.
You want to go see Elton John?
I sure the heck do.
Tell me what my favorite Elton John song is or that guy Kevin's.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
That's my favorite Elton John song. That means you can go. I know, I go really deep into the Elton John category, catalog. I celebrate his entire catalog.
Awesome.
We got money for you right now. The name game. If you want to play, be caller 13 818 955 KLOS. If you can tell us the one word we're looking for when you're caller 13, you get yourself, wow, this is unbelievable, $3,600. The name game. The name game. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. You are caller number 13. Who's that in the background cheering you on?
Yeah, my wife.
Right on. You going to share some of this $3,600 with her if you get this right?
Ha.
Now, that's an answer. All right. Well, let me tell you what we're looking for right now is a, what is it? I don't know. Have you been paying attention?
It's one word.
Yeah. Olympic sport. That's right. With a one word name. The last couple guesses were boxing and badminton. So for $3,600, all for you. What do you think it is?
Going to win a biathlon.
A what now?
The biathlon.
Oh, the biathlon. That's a great guess, but damn it. Wrong one.
Ah.
Well, I think that might have caused a little problem if you had won. So maybe it's for the best.
We'll be calling again.
Okay.
What'd she say?
We'll be calling again.
Oh, yeah, you will. KLOS $100,000 name game is worth $3,800 next hour.
Love you guys.
By the way, Kevin's favorite Elton John song is Candle in the Wind. Come on now, be nice, you guys. Hey, come on. He's not here to defend himself. Be nice. All right. Let's play another game, shall we? We've got $3,800 in the KLOS $100,000 name game right this second because of all the correct answers we've been given. If you call her 13 and give us the correct answer, we can give you that $3,800. So good luck unto thee. The name game, the name game. Oh, and speaking of names, who is this?
Nick.
Nick, are you ready to play our precious little game?
I am.
Nice. It's up to $3,800, and what we are looking for right now is an Olympic sport with a one-word name. And the last couple guesses were biathlon and badminton. So what do you got for us?
I got curling.
That's a very interesting thing that they do, but damn it, it doesn't win you any money.
Yeah.
Boo! Boo!
All right. Fair enough.
Right on, man. All right, well, try again next hour when it's worth $4,000.
I will. Thanks, man.
All right, dude, take care.
Later.
I think he was very sad.
So just in case you were thinking to yourself, self, I wonder when it's going to be time to play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
The name game.
Yeah, that one. I'm personally thinking right now. You'd be so kind as to to be caller number 13, 818-955-KLOS. You can answer the question we have for you at $4,000. Wilhelm Squeer. I'm bad with names. Oh, and speaking of names.
The name game.
It's up to $4,000, you know. And who are you?
This is Daryl.
Daryl, you're off to a good start. You're caller 13.
Yeah!
So you get to play our precious little $100,000 name game.
All right.
So I got to tell you, it's up to $4,000 right now. And what we are looking for is an Olympic sport with a one-word name. And listen, sport, the last couple of guesses were curling and biathlon. So what do you got?
How about judo?
What did you just say to me?
Judo.
Why would you say judo to me? Is it because you want to want to win?
Yeah!
Is that why?
No way!
That's right.
Oh
win.
My god!
You got it. You got $4,000, buddy.
Wow! Oh my god!
You landed on judo.
Wow!
How long have you been thinking maybe it was judo?
Since I had raw umber.
Oh, you had that in your head and then didn't get through to be caller 13?
Yes.
Oh, that's frustrating. That's got to be frustrating. Well, now you won, man. You win.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is crazy. Wow. Thank you so much.
Brian Epstein saw the Beatles playing live during a lunchtime session at the Cavern in Liverpool on this day in rock in 1961, and he thought to himself, I need to manage this band. Billy Joel released his second album, Piano Man, on this day in rock in 1973. The title track ended up landing at number 25 on the U.S. singles chart. It was his first hit. BTO's You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet hit number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1974. That made them the second Canadian band ever to hit number one in America.